T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's just go on the record. They talk about 40 Democrats, 21 of those were people that I spent $100 million to help elect. All of the new Democrats that came in and put Nancy Pelosi in charge and gave the Congress the ability to control this president, I got them.
You bought them, buddy. That's right. Did you order a code red? Did you order it?
Hello, Philadelphia!
I didn't order it. I bought it. I bought a code red. Welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano's show here on Talk Radio 1210. Thank you. I think Bloomberg would break under cross-examination, even by Tom Cruise, pretty quickly. Did you buy the election? God. All right. We'll break all that down, but it is a tough day, and I want to play you something I said on Monday, Dom Giordano's show, and I want to connect it to the national people and what we're up against, and are people ready for this fight? Dan went back and dug out. It's about a minute and a half. I want you to listen to it. I want you to realize what we're in nationally and right here in your backyard. I told you that on Monday, but I couldn't verify it. You know, I don't say wild stuff, but I told you what I could tell you, that I believe the rope-a-dope was going on and that the safe injection site. And what's the connection to the national? Well, just look at those people on the stage last night. Just look at where they want to take the country. Just look at the immorality of their policies. The woman from The Omen, Elizabeth Warren, screaming, "Did you say kill it?" to Bloomberg. She's offended at that, but not at the killing of it, meaning a child. Not at all. She would do it to levels that are unprecedented. An adult, maniacal Joe Biden.
No, I didn't even put that together while watching last night.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Did you say kill it? You're damn right I'd kill it. You would too. What's the big deal up here? Wouldn't you like Bloomberg to say, what's the big deal? Look at all the people on the stage. Of course we'd kill it.
I did not catch that at all.
Oh.
Great catch.
Yes. Well, thank you. All right. So I told you that, sadly, my South Philly, and I was thinking about South Philly. I've told you many times, it is kind of a mythical place. I'm not sure it's the same South Philly anymore. Things change. But what are people in South Philly going to do now that I told you on Monday? I was told Broad and McKean, part of the site of the old St. Agnes Hospital, was going to be the first so-called, now they're not calling it a safe injection site, they're calling it an overdose prevention site in the country. Not Kensington. We have on the people involved in trying to stop this, the bloviating governor looking for a legacy, and I guess the nun will be there. I'm sorry, all gloves are off. I'm not going to say her name anymore, or his name. The bloviating governor holding a news conference at the Bellevue Stratford today. Why don't they put it in the lobby there, governor? That's convenient, the center city. Put it out in front of the Bellevue Stratford at his offices over there. The bloviating governor. The mayor. Pouncing. This was all set up. South Philly now. So what will people in South Philly do? They have fought before for things like the Columbus Day Parade and all. You know the whole history. Dan, I checked my Twitter activity. Just on a simple tweet, it was unbelievable the response it got, that people were kind of unaware of this and they started sharing it this morning. So at 11 o'clock, we'll have the councilman and we'll have the person leading the charge, Jody in South Philly, who I've known for years. Can they do anything to prevent this? We're reaching out to Bill McSwain, the U.S. attorney, our buddy, who wants to fight this all the way up to the Supreme Court. They want to start it next week. Why? Well, you know, once it becomes a fait accompli, what you're going to do? I hope that McSwain rustles up as many federal agents as possible, because this is still an ongoing matter. It's still under appeal. I hope he arrests every one of them, including the governor, the nun, the activist, every single one of them. Here's what I said on Monday. As I value your time, I know it's precious to be listening and all. What are you getting for it? We have a lot of fun here. We got a great side question. We're going to continue with that today because everywhere I go, people love that. Having a lot of fun with that, with Joe, with Dan. But also, particularly on the local level, you're going to hear what's happening here. You're going to hear all the forces of good under assault. You're going to hear that these progressives, these weasels, at the local level, all the way up to the national level, this is exactly what they would do. And you're going to hear about these weak rhinos. Do these people in Harrisburg say anything about this? They control all kinds of monies. They could strike Philadelphia today. They could say, you want to have an illegal to this point because it's still under, by the way, Dan, before I play this, because after I hear, I'm wound up here, so I may have to come down a little bit to be professional. I dug out, and I don't think you're going to hear it anywhere else. In the guidelines for this safe house injection site, they have a phrase talking about this utopia. You know these progressives. What we saw on the stage last night, what we're seeing here in Philadelphia. They live in utopia, or trying to create, it's really dystopia. They actually have what they call a motivational moment. That moment comes after the person comes in shooting deadly illegal drugs, defying all laws because of these activists, the governor and the nun. And at some point in there, there's a motivational moment. That's the actual phrase where someone will talk to them about getting off drugs. Isn't that sweet? They actually have a sheet and they actually label it the motivational moment. Now, isn't this right out of the type of thinking we see with Bernie Sanders, the type of nonsense we see with progressives, and the damage that they can cause? You're seeing it play out here locally. They want to do it on a national level. So here's what I said on Monday, just so you know what you're getting well ahead of the curve. Here's how it sounded on Monday about what I knew about the safe house. Now, what I'm told over the weekend, and I'm not going to say the proposed site yet because I got to lock this up. I need more evidence on this. But you know that Kensington, there's that site in Kensington. And Dan made a great point last week. Why do you people in the suburbs care about them? Well, I think in a broad sense, you get how lawless this is, that these people in our area are going to enable addicts, put the police in an unbelievably bad position. And if you're in the suburbs or the rest of Pennsylvania, you're paying for this nonsense. Just like you're paying for Delaware County in some way, shape, or form. But Philadelphia's a basket case if they don't have the rest of the state paying for them. And there's resentment of that. But it's also you're sad to see what Philadelphia has become. That's true. Well, this one will really be sad if this pans out to be, and I do think it's credible they're considering this. If there's more than one site, or this might be the principal site, there's an attractive property in South Philly. Now, when you think of this area, you think of one of the golden ages, the mythology. What's the place that always comes up in the top two or three places? South Philly. You know, it's just magical almost. That's why I'm so proud to have been grown and bred in South Philly. Yeah, exactly. I'm told, though, there's starting to be mounting evidence. They're considering a site there. Okay, so that's what I said on Monday, okay? Well ahead of when this came down. Just wanted you to know that. And this is local. There's going to be a lot of action around this. We'll take you inside it. But just think of how this links out. This is the very same modus operandi of Bernie and Warren. the whole gang of progressives who want to wreck this country, and they're well on their way to doing it if elected president. This is what we're up against. This is a mini version of it. This is the woke capital of America. I'm going to make the case today that Philadelphia is the most woke progressive city in America. We have the soda tax. Most of these, or almost all of them, don't. We have the safe injection site. We have the most lawless DA in the world, possibly. We have this mayor. We have world-class buffoons on city council. This is maybe not Seattle, maybe not LA, Portland, arguably. They are chipping away. And this is the most lawless, progressive city in America, arguably. So 855-839-1210. Now, the thing that got me last night, Dan, and I don't see the thing here, so I'm going to have to work with you on this, is when Elizabeth Warren went after Bloomberg, One Woman Campaign. Remember, America's mother-in-law, the woman from The Omen, protecting Bernie. She wants to be his VP. She realizes it's over for her. And she brought up Bloomberg telling a woman to kill it. She was outraged by that. Talking about telling a woman, why don't you get an abortion? Just kill it. It'll be over with. And you can still be here in Bloomberg Enterprises. Now, just think of how comic ironic this is with this hatchet woman. She is one of the people that yesterday in the Senate would have voted, even if a baby survives late-term abortion, that you have to let it be killed. They filibustered it. They didn't want to vote to say that, but that's what they want. That, to me, was one of the highlights last night when we saw Elizabeth Warren duking it out with Bloomberg over kill it. When asked, how does she know? A woman said it.
All right. At least I didn't have a boss who said to me, kill it. The way that Mayor Bloomberg
never
alleged
said that.
To have said to one of pregnant employees.
Well, why is Bloomberg upset? Why are they upset? They all want to kill it anyhow. I mean, that's the position. You have to be there in the Democrat Party. They ought to be like NASCAR drivers walking out now with a sign that says kill it. You know, the positions that they take. What's the big deal here? Well, because he said it, he's a male. You know, that's what makes it wrong. It's just high irony. And Bloomberg probably did say it. I believe the people in this situation. All right, the other thing coming out of last night, they did go after Bernie. Bernie doubled down, tripled down, quadrupled down. And I don't think they really hit Bernie that hard. Here's what he said. This will be D1, Dan. Here's what he said about his support of Cuba.
You've praised the Chinese Communist Party for lifting more people out of extreme poverty than any other country. You also have a track record of expressing sympathy for socialist governments in Cuba and in Nicaragua. Can Americans trust that a democratic socialist president will not give authoritarians a free pass?
I have opposed authoritarianism all over the world, and I was really amazed at what Mayor Bloomberg just said a moment ago. He said that the Chinese government is responsive to the Politburo. But who the hell is the Politburo responsive to? Who elects the Politburo? You got a real dictatorship there? Of course you have a dictatorship in Cuba. What I said is what Barack Obama said in terms of Cuba, that Cuba made progress on education. Yes, I think, really? Really?
Yes,
literacy
because there's
programs
no comparing
are bad.
Those two
what Barack Obama
Barack
said
Obama
is they made great progress on education and health care. That was Barack Obama.
I talked to Barack Obama.
Excuse me. Occasionally, it might be a good idea to be honest about American foreign policy. And that includes the fact that America has overthrown governments all over the world, in Chile, in Guatemala, in Iran. And when dictatorships, whether it is the Chinese or the Cubans, do something good, you acknowledge that. But you don't have trade love letters with
President
them.
Biden,
this is 2020. We can't be reliving the Cold War.
All right. Notice Mayor Pete thinking Bernie just ran over top of him.
How obnoxious was he last night?
Yeah. Bernie runs over top of him. And then he's trying to make there at the end, Dan, the generational pitch. We're still fighting the Cold War. We ought to be talking about I'm younger into the future. Stupid. Bernie runs over top of these people. He ran over top of them there again. He actually bunted them, in my view. They got to do better if they're going to stop this whole thing.
Did you have a younger sibling growing up?
Yes.
Last night, Buttigieg, his attitude during the debate was like a younger sibling sitting in with his brother and friends,
right,
playing a game and trying to
keep up and
work his way into the conversation as much as he can. And it was sad. It was a bad performance all around from Buttigieg.
I would agree. Bernie came through this. You got to admit it. He came through it.
I want to talk specifically for just a minute at the top about a threat that is coming our way. And it's a big threat, not a tall one, but a big one. Michael Bloomberg.
All right, the Bloom did not have the lift last night. Mayor Pete is alleged to be 5'7". He looked bigger easily than Mike Bloomberg standing next to him last night. Dom Giordano show. All right, so out of nowhere, even though I told you I was kind of tipped off on Sunday, suddenly we have a new site. Let's put it in and bother middle-class South Philly. All right? Every one of those people down in South Philly, every one of these people still left in the city, though. The question I would always ask him, hey, have you voted for a Democrat in the last 10 years? Do you continue to vote for Democrats? You continue to vote for these people. What you're going to get is more of the same. And you're going to get it on the national level. Every vote for every Democrat in every situation, in my view, I got to think, I guess there could be some Republican who I, alleged Republican, would vote against, is a vote toward what we're seeing play out here. That's what it is. That's what they're going to do. There is no doubt at the national level, at the local level here in Philadelphia. And I'm tired of people telling me, you know, our buddies out there in Bucks County, when the head of the Republican Party wrote a letter, hey, this could happen in Bucks County, safe injection sites, all this nonsense. They're under fire. They're under attack. You fear merchants. Well, guess what? Everybody thought it was going to be Kensington. Dump it there. They can't do anything. And it probably is going to be Kensington, I'm told. This is the first. There's going to be several now. What would the reaction be this morning, just once, if they dumped it where all those rich progressives are, in Society Hill, in Rittenhouse Square, some of them in Chestnut Hill? Put it there. Let's see what their reaction is, if they're going to lecture the rest of us. I wonder how many of these people in South Philly still vote for Democrats, and I think they do. So it's hard to have sympathy. If you continue to commit this insanity, you're going to continue to get this result. Progressives are only doing what they are known to do. I mean, they're being true to their nature. You'll get more of it. There should be no surprise here. All right, let's go to Daniel. By the way, side question of today. Today, National Pistachio Day. I like pistachios. This ought to be a no-brainer. Best snack. Now, I have mine easily. Mm. We have the Dom counter, chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
My
it's
Dom.
It's the king of kings. What's yours?
Well, first off, I want to say pistachios are not as relevant as they used to be around here. They used to be all over the floor here at WPHT due
yes.
to one Greg Socker
okay.
and his obsession with pistachios.
Pistachio
king. I want to call
yes.
him out on air because of that.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Dom French onion sun chips.
Oh, my God almighty. It's another millennial attack. Okay.
No, it's – what do you – have you ever had them?
Vaguely, it seems like a foreign food to
they
me.
They are the best snack food.
I got to see the caloric content of it during the break. Yes. All right. So mine would be chocolate chips. They're very helpful. You don't have to worry about anything. Rand Paul will be here in about 6 minutes, 7 minutes, and we'll update you on some big stuff that he's involved in. I'll ask him about the coronavirus situation and all, too. Let me go to Daniel in Deptford, though, on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Daniel. Good morning.
Good morning, Dom. Thanks for taking my call. Over here in Deptford, I mean, it's really concerning to me to hear about what they're calling it, the overdose prevention sites now. It's very concerning because it's much more of catering to the wrong decision. And there's way too much of that going on as it is right now. And the argument that they'll always have is one of them trying to take the moral high ground. But that argument just doesn't work when you talk about what's going on here, catering to the wrong decision.
Well, that's right. And no one's going to lecture me on morality, progressives, when you want to kill babies or you can't vote even after they survive what you're trying to do. I'm never going to be lectured on morality by somebody like Jim Kenney or Larry Krasner, can you imagine? Or the bloviating governor? No. And the nun, too. I'll throw that in. No, she's not lecturing me.
That's right. Absolutely not. I mean, the argument there is very weak when you try to take the moral high ground on most of these things when you cater to the wrong decision. Why not cater to the people who are out there making the right decision, the people who are, you know, hardworking and doing the right thing every day, you know, instead of using drugs that are illegal and, you know, making their decision.
And Daniel, I think you have a good point. If they can do it in South Philly, they can do it in the suburbs. So tell me, what's your snack food?
Thank you. I have one good and bad. The good one is going to be a pear. I love to eat a pear just about any time, brown or green, whatever, you know, ripe and not ripe. But I don't care. I'll eat it. You know, I just like pears. And the bad one is going to be nachos. I'll make nachos at home. I like put them in the oven during a movie, and I'll put a lot of stuff on them, you know.
Good
but,
stuff.
Yeah, those are my two there, good
gotcha.
And bad.
Gotcha. We'll put you down for the nachos here. All right. Let's go to, it used to be The Man Who Never Sleeps when I did The Overnight. I like that title. Let's go to Tom Crone. Over there, he's got the easy battle. I'm fighting in Philadelphia. He's only got to fight in Jersey. That's easier, I think. Hey, Tom, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate you having me back again.
Well, you know, as I said the other night, usually I have it, the advantage and the fun when you introduce yourself as a speaker. If you're a Republican out in the suburbs, I said, you think you have it hard. I'm here in Philadelphia. You guys are in South Jersey, which is arguably harder. And making the point with the Wildwood thing, Tom, and other stuff, there's a bit of Trump country there. That seems to be why the Democrats are bringing in their, quote, big guns this Saturday to say it's not Trump country.
Well, that's exactly what happened. I mean, the president was good enough to give a shout out to all of South Jersey and Camden County included and call it Trump country because it's true. 175,000 people asked for tickets to a rally that he was having that held about 7,000 people. They put up a tent outside that held 25,000, and another 20 or so thousand wandered around the boardwalk, were in bars and hotels and having a great time. And that showed something. In fact, in Camden County, at our headquarters that night, we had a watch party for those who didn't go. There was over 130 people jam-packed into a strip mall storefront, turned into a county headquarters, watching the president and clapping and cheering. It's a big deal. So when the president says South Jersey is Trump country, that gets under some people's skin. So here we have Speaker Pelosi coming to South Jersey specifically saying it's not. All of the things they're putting out says we're here to prove that South Jersey is not Trump country and that we still control everything. The most divisive speaker in the history of our republic is coming to town to drape her arm around Don Norcross, and we do refer to him as the lesser Norcross, to say how progressive he is. And, in fact, you know, Congressman Norcross, and I'll be respectful to him because he is a congressman, but the lesser Norcross is a congressman who is now using Bernie Sanders in his advertisements to show how woke he is on things like the raising the minimum wage and all this other stuff. Here's a guy who's been a union guy all his life. Now he's talking about, you know, raising minimum wage and stuff like that. That's something that he would have fought back against.
That's exactly right. And what gets under his skin is the last time he brought Harry Reid here, the lesser Norcross, and there was a protest, Tom. He can't take it. He's got a glass jaw. And we made the point, Democrats have been running Camden forever. Look at Camden. What have you done for Camden? That's your resume. What can you tell us? These policies don't work. So you guys are mounting something that will be fun, a protest, if you will. Give us what you're thinking about doing and what people can come and participate, where it is, et cetera.
Absolutely. And what we're, you know, we like to call this is going to be a rally in support of our great economy, our great president, and our great country in general. The left likes to protest. They like to go out there and shake their fists and holler and scream and use the cancel culture that they have to shut you down. We don't want to shut them down. We want them there. We want them to come here and talk about the things like late-term abortion that they support, that the things that they support not having our embassy in Jerusalem, their lack of support for the state of Israel. These are new Democrat ideas that they're pushing on us, and they have a total nanny statism. And one of the biggest nanny staters in South Jersey, your dear friend, Mayor, is sure to be there as the mayor of Gloucester Township, where Camden County College is.
He's a mini Bloomberg, that guy, yes.
You know, he is. In both size and way of thinking, they're both. You know, he's Mini Dave. So
Mini Dave, Dave out there, a shout out. Come on the show someday.
Mini Dave.
So Tom, what's the?
Maybe you'll get to run into him.
Yeah. What's the fun part? What are you going to do at the rally?
We have gotten together our great friends over in Gloucester County. We do a lot with them, and we actually hooked up with the, believe it or not, the Cumberland County Young Republicans. Matt Johnson down there wanted to do something, so we've got together with them. So this is not just Camden County. This is multi-county, and it's a South Jersey type of thing. We're going to have a gathering right there at the campus at Camden County College. The address is 200 College Drive in Blackwood, and the zip is 08012. And we're going to meet on the Peter Cheeseman Road side of the campus. It's a nice large area out there. It's parking. Come, bring your signs, bring your chairs. We have a little program set up. We've asked you to come and say a few words because you are a great supporter of what we do and the cause.
Well, wait a minute. I have to interrupt. Just a few words. What's the definition? What's the stipulation? I need at least 5,000.
We leave that wide open for the attorneys to argue over that.
Okay.
So,
Tom, so what time is this? Noon on Saturday?
Noon on Saturday. Stop by. Again, bring your lawn chair. Sit down. It's a great opportunity to wear your Trump gears, to celebrate our great president and to show that South Jersey is Trump country. We do have signs made up that says, "Welcome to Trump country." We have those, and they're available for people, you know, to take home with them. We are going to prove once and for all that, you know, in one of the bluest counties in the state of New Jersey, that there is an awakening, and there is a giant starting to be awakened because of the policies of Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic caucus that she runs. And we, again, do not want her shut down. We absolutely want her to come here and say the things that she says. She stood in the well of the House of Representatives and said that she was going to impeach the president on because she doesn't like what he says, doesn't like what he does. They presented zero evidence to impeach him, yet they voted along. It was not even along party lines. There were two Democrats that bolted the party and didn't vote for impeachment. And that's never happened before. This is only the third time in our history that a president has been impeached. And in two previous times, it was done because of reason, and it was a truly bipartisan effort to do that. And this, it wasn't. This was absolutely a witch hunt. This was to remove the president and to nullify the votes of 63 million people. And that's grown, by the way. So 2020 is going to be a lot more people have come out, and we're seeing it. So we absolutely want Speaker Pelosi to come here and say the things that she says, and as well as, you know, Don Norcross, say the things that he has to say. Because not in line with the people of Rohm, Philadelphia, the suburbs in New Jersey. They're not in line with Middle America. So say it.
No, that's the perfect thing. This is the anti-cancel culture thing. We're not cancel culture. We want them to speak and talk and continue. The more they say, the better it is. Noon on this Saturday, 90% chance I'll be there, I think, Tom. Maybe 100%. I wouldn't miss it, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
You've been a great friend to us, and we appreciate all the support. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks. See you on Saturday.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.